Doing intros, in case you didn't gather that from my abrupt start of this episode. It's all right. Chris fixed it in post-production when the audio fades in and spotlight comes on and whatnot.
What you don't know, because you don't listen to the show, is that one episode where we decided that we were going to do a cold intro, cold open. We actually did a cold open. And you said Chris wouldn't
Our
do
topic
that.
Today is cold open because Gary doesn't know what that means. What's a cold open?
It's
just like no music, just like boom, we start?
Yeah.
Oh. Is that what you're doing today then too?
Well, I don't know. Maybe. We'll see.
Have you done that other times?
I only did it once, the time that you said that I wouldn't do that and we'd fix it in post. So I didn't fix it in post and I put that front and center. Yeah.
Effectively what you're saying is
if Gary dares me to do it, I'm going to do it, is what I'm saying.
This whole episode will be uploaded backwards.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Hi, I'm Allison. That's Gary. And this is Chris.
Why are we here?
And we are collectively Binary Jazz on the internet.
That is the first intro Allison has done in 3 years.
The best part is, it's the first intro Allison has done, and it was so much more concise and to the point than any intro I've ever tried. So useful, so valuable.
Yeah.
I'm over here rambling about like the internet and where you can find this. Allison's like, who we are, why we're here. Boom. Go.
This is why they pay me the big bucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you two aren't being paid to be here.
I was at a WordCamp or something like that happened. Someone asked like what my revenue model was for some thing I was working on. And it, I'm doing it cause it's fun. It wasn't this, but in case you were wondering, like my idea of our revenue model is like, we don't need one. If you're okay with that.
It's never crossed my mind.
Okay. Good. We are not here for the money, turns out.
I mean,
if we were, if people wanted to, then I'd be here for it.
I mean, I think as we've discussed previously, if we did get money, I think that we would look into transcription services or something.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
So, big day yesterday. The first time in a month, I'm a couch owner.
Congratulations.
First time in a month.
Yeah. We got rid of the old couch a couple weeks before we moved. We've been here about two-ish weeks, and the couch showed up. We bought a new couch. We didn't. The old couch we got rid of it because it was not comfortable, and it weighed 6,300 pounds, so
what
it was not going to be something.
I doubt that it actually weighed 6,300 pounds. What did you do with the old
40.
What did you do with the old 6,000-pound couch?
It was a sleeper sofa, and we dropped it off. There was a charity in Jacksonville called Angel Aid, and they do a lot with foster kids and children of parents who are dealing with major medical issues, generally cancer, but not always. I mean, something where the parents going to be hospitalized for a while, and a family is, you know, generally in crisis for some reason. And Angel Aid has both a store front where they sell stuff, and then they also just say, hey, this is like family needs this furniture or whatever, so we're just giving it to them. So
you donate.
I don't
it, basically
absolutely short answer. Yeah, that was the answer, but I wanted to call it Angel Aid because I think that they're just a homegrown cool charity in Jacksonville that are really connecting with people and not corporate and big. I won't get on a soapbox. The dude that started it is just works his butt off, and I have a great deal of respect for him. And started it because his family went through a similar situation. So neat thing. hidden gem in Jacksonville.
In my heart of hearts, when we get rid of our couch and get a new couch, I think we'll just put it outside.
Does that work? I mean, do people pick those up? Because there's a couch that's been like outside, I don't know, for like 3 months, and it's not getting any love.
Yeah.
It's Here's hard the way you get rid of furniture.
Sometimes furniture will go, but like my opinion is that most people aren't. It's one thing. It's another thing. It's like a sleeper. It's old. Also, it's like very plush, you know, like we inherited it from a grandma. Like, I don't know if people are going to trust it. Like, and I would get it. Like, I wouldn't be like, oh, cool. A really plushy couch. Let me bring that into my home.
In our marriage, this is the first couch we've ever purchased together. We've gone that route, like all inherited couches. And I think we've had four. And the reason we've had four is because someone's like, oh, we're getting rid of a couch. It's kind of an upgrade to the old stinky one you have from grandma. Do you want it? Oh yes,
we do.
Yeah,
we have only purchased couches as a couple and have only just in the last year inherited a couch, so we have sort of the opposite. One of the couches that we had at one point, it was actually a love seat for this. It came from when we were living in an apartment together. We had gotten like at a secondhand store. And a lot of our furniture has come from secondhand stores, so it's not like we're getting like new stuff. Although we have like our couches are new. Were new.
Are you? Are you both people that like when you're getting a couch, you have to go sit on it and actually experience it, or can you just see it and be like, I know I'll like that couch?
No, we need to sit on it.
Yeah.
Because like
this one showed up in two boxes, and we had never sat on it, and actually didn't know how big it was until we set it up yesterday.
Because there's
we have a tight amount of space, so we could never order something without knowing how big it is.
We vaguely knew, but not, like, I didn't measure anything. I'm like, yeah, it'll fit there.
Oh, we would definitely need to measure, because if it goes beyond, we would then not be able to get out the door.
There's an IKEA couch. There's an IKEA couch, or a series, a type of couches.
Couch boxes.
That we've seen, like, online and in their catalog and stuff. And we're like, oh, that looks like it's something that would be really cool. And then we've gone to the IKEA, and it's been the least comfortable thing we have ever sat on in our entire lives. Like, the worst possible thing. Like, sitting on it would be considered a form of torture in the Geneva Convention. Sitting on a couch is very important.
I think our theory on this new couch was, there's no way it can be worse than the previous couch we had, which we sat on for like 6 years, because we were like, I don't want to buy a new couch.
You're like, anything will be a level.
The previous couch we had like a forward slope to it. So after about 30 minutes, like your butt started to get sore because you know, your butt cheeks were trying to hold you on. I'm not really sure what the anatomy was going on, but there was like something happening.
Maybe it was good for you. It was like a weird workout.
Yeah. Now my glorious glutes are going to
Your glutes sag are just going to disintegrate.
Here's my way to get rid of furniture, and actually, like, pretty much everything. So we had, like, a dresser that was really beat up, an inherited one that no one wanted, you know, whatever, fine. Craigslist curb alert, and just describe it as accurately as possible. Here's a dresser. It needs to be painted. This door hinge is rusty and squeaks a lot, and it won't close all the way unless you push really hard. Free. And it's, like, everything I've curb alerted has been gone within half a day. Cleaning up around this place, here's a fun thing. Cleaning up around this place, I uncovered a basketball hoop in the backyard. Like, there's vines everywhere growing on stuff, so I pulled some vines down. I'm like, that's not a tree, that's a basketball hoop. So, one of those on wheels, so cleared it up and dragged it up to the end of the driveway, curb alerted it on Craigslist at, like, I don't know, 6 o'clock in the evening, and by 7:30 it was gone.
Nice.
And then I had to, like, reply to a bunch of email, like, sorry, it's gone, and delete the listing. Curb alert is the way to go for everything. Chris, you should just put a curb alert on that couch that's been sitting out for 3 months. Stop and take a photo, curb alert it, put the address up, and then
take the responsibility for the thing that's not yours.
Yeah.
Well, then you've cleaned up an eyesore in your community.
That's true.
And then it'll be an eye sore someone else's.
It's also been out when it was raining too. So I don't know that anyone would want it at this point.
I am convinced.
I say add a little table, some snacks, maybe a lamp.
Aaron has always had this. I mean, obviously, this is not a project that's going to happen this year, but we have. Well, it used to be. We used to have junk pickups once a year in the summer. There'd be everybody would take their, like, it would be like a rolling thing around the city, and like it just for large things you want to get rid of. They stopped doing it, or rather, they're doing it by appointment since last year because I don't know why. It's cheaper, I guess. But so for a couple, like for about 2 months, you could drive through different parts of Salt Lake City and see like just piles of stuff. If you found the right neighborhood, then you could just go up and down and you could find some stuff. And there's always couches. So because couches out in nature seem so weird, Erin wanted to do like a photo series of herself sitting on various couches outside somewhere.
Yeah.
The whole thing. That never happened, sadly, but yeah. And obviously that's not going to happen while her knee is impaired, but I think that's sort of a secret desire. Other things on the desire list is driving around the United States and finding all the dilapidated homes and going inside and exploring. Yeah.
I would venture that you...
Maybe you could combine those two things even too.
Possibly. I mean, in this area that I'm in, I mean, within 10 miles of here, I could probably think of like a dozen that I've driven past that, you know, like the edge of, I don't know, like the edge of suburbia transitioning to rural, like there's been some like growth and death and growth and death. And as a result, there's some properties where it's like, oh. You know,
yeah. The ones that are, the ones that look really scary, the ones that are like, they're like falling down and they're like, it used to be something, you know what it was, but it doesn't have enough of a shape to know what it used to be. Those are the ones that are really exciting. We did actually, there was a house out by, it might've been where we found the, might've been when we went to see the Red Man, pictograph. There was a house, just out in the middle of nowhere nearby, not close to much of anything. It was kind of close to some sort of refinement facility, not refinement, but like mining type thing. Anyway, the house was like missing a back wall. Like the wall had just like collapsed. And so you could like go into it and you could see the whole structure and the form of the house, but there was no back wall. And you could, and most of the walls had actually been fallen down, and you could go into where the bathroom used to be. And there was like, this is where the toilet was. And now there's just porcelain shatters all over. And it was very interesting. The kids were kind of freaked out. My son was like, it's going to fall down.
That means you're parenting correctly. Yeah. You always want to like be on that teetering line of like educational or just a little weird.
Yeah. My son swore it was going to fall down on us. We went inside. It did not. It was kind of leaning a little bit. So
you're like, for the record, all my family members emerged
triumphant. Yeah. We came out with 75% of the people we went in with. It's fine. I also, under the kudzu, there's like a
kudzu.
Pole.
The word of the day is kudzu.
Is it? No. Are you familiar with that stuff?
I am.
Okay. It's a weed, a viney weed that, can grow like up to a foot a day in some cases. Like in the right environment.
It's insane.
And
it
just attaches onto stuff and eats it. So the backyard, parts of the backyard are just entirely covered in kudzu. So I need to fix that. But there's a pole. So that has like a light, like two crazy light fixtures on it. Obviously part of the theme of this house. And and I discovered another light pole that has no lights on it, but the pole is there. And I thought, another one that I thought was a tree that I'm going to throw off this weekend and figure out if I can attach similar lights to that. It'd be nice to have. And I would assume then that, like the way they're positioned, I would assume there's going to be a third somewhere the other side. But now I need to start looking more closely at the tree trunks. And is that actually a tree? Or is that a light pole?
It's a fun game.
Tree or light pole? Yeah.
Tree or light.
Yeah.
You have a topic today? Or are we just going to talk about Gary's new house?
I'm happy to do
that. The topic today is Erinaceous.
Erinaceous. This is like the topic last week where it sounds like a person's name.
Yeah.
Please spell it for me.
Yeah. It's... E-R-I-N-A-C-E-O-U-S.
Okay.
Erinaceous.
Since my partner's name is Erin and is spelled E-R-I-N, I cannot look at this word and not think it has something to do with Erin. It's a very Erinaceous thing to say. It's of or relating to a person named Erin. That's what this means. It's impossible to come up
with. No, I knew that when I was bringing it to the table. I was just like, you know what? I couldn't avoid it. It didn't keep popping up. It kept popping up in a book I was reading.
As I sip my gentacular glass of sweet tea.
The atomic blend of.
It's crazy. I mean, even when you dilute it so that you can see through it, it's still so strong in tea and sugar flavor that it's every sip I'm like, oh.
I know what the lamp behind you reminds me of. It reminds me of Catholic school. It reminds me of light fixtures they have. Sorry, I've been sitting here. It's that against the white brick. It's like this weird thing where they need more lighting, but they can't use actual fire. And so there's like a cord and like, I don't know what it is about that. Why does
they can't use actual fire? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Well, nobody's using actual fire for lighting in churches anymore. Come on. Not at my Catholic school anyway. I don't know. Maybe just me. Sorry. I had a light bulb moment.
I see it. I saw it after you said that.
Like if you lowered your camera slightly and you were all of a sudden wearing like a priest collar, I would be like, no.
Oh.
No offense to priests. To all our priest listeners.
Yeah, our large contingent.
Our large contingent of religious followers.
Yes.
I would not be surprised if there were a couple priests listen. Well, I would be surprised if there were a couple of any demographic. Uh-huh. That would be our largest demographic. But I would not be surprised if a priest listened.
Our largest demographic is monks.
Are monks not a subset of priests?
I guess. I don't know. A subset. Wouldn't they just be kind of like peers?
Oh, no. In my effort to make everything a taxonomy, monks are clearly a subset. I just know there are
some. Is this related to the baby gender chart?
Erinaceous?
No, the monks.
The conversation about taxonomy?
Yeah. Oh.
I don't think so. No, I mean, just my desire to put I love that video. If you've not seen this video, we'll link it in the show notes.
Yeah.
I think somehow that works. I say it and then it's linked. It's voice recognition technology. In any case, it's a great video. I think it's a non-binary YouTube.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
YouTuber? Someone said, I will give you cake if you give a 3-minute talk on something. And so the 3-minute talk was on genders based on gender announcement cakes. And it is absolutely fantastic. And there is a beautiful taxonomy chart mapping out and paralleling things like shoes and sports and I don't remember what else, but it's
guns. Guns are part of the taxonomy.
Yes. And so approximately 20 genders are explored in the video. It's a great,
the way to
but
your
a beautiful,
is definitely a good taxonomy.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, yes, which leads me to wonder, like, I think that means that my understanding of the world is that ultimately, somewhere, there is a root thing that describes everything that all other things come from that fall into this taxonomy, like, can be subdivided into.
Erinaceous.
Ta-da!
Erin is the root of all things.
I mean, I'm not going to argue with that.
I hear like barking and yelling inside. I'm waiting for someone to bust out the door.
Well, I was laughing because you had a bit of kerfuffle and then it got strangely quiet on your end as far as third party noise. And I was like, that's either a positive or a negative. I'm not sure.
The thing is, with Ty and Katie, they're so great with Charlotte. that. Yeah. I'm sort of like, if there, nobody's going to get hurt, I shouldn't say that. Why did I invite that into the world? What the hell is wrong with me?
Inviting danger in real time.
Yeah. Great.
It's okay. It'll be fine. Oh, there's the door.
And now I'm wondering, I'm looking at this word and I'm thinking of a similar word, pugnacious, and wondering if that has to, that is of or relating to pugs, obviously. It's a pugnacious face that he's making.
Yeah. What a pugnacious face. Or tenacious.
The only thing that comes after tenacious is D. Sorry. Okay.
We're all very captivated by what's going on in the third screen.
Yes. Yeah. Something bad happened. And,
some consoling.
And yes.
Yeah.
In fact, he did invite danger, and we saw it in real time, and there it was.
Yeah. Let that be a lesson.
Don't say the thing, and then the thing will happen.
Shut up. Like, keep it in your head, right?
Like weird arms, right, and dog noses. And like...
Yeah. Oh, his breath is terrible. What have you been eating? Some trash.
You're in charge of that.
Yeah. You want to come sit with me up here? All right, let me get your leash.
What would happen if you gave your kids their own podcast? What would they talk about?
Tyler would talk about cars.
Cars?
Cars, yeah.
Okay.
Katie would talk about Katie would really just talk about the world around her. Mm-hmm. She's very into understanding. Can you hear me okay?
Not great, but we can hear you.
Okay, I'll be right back. The dog decided to use a treat.
Adventure.
There is a thing I was going to say. Oh, yeah. As you were talking about things that the kids would have podcasts about, I was talking about this podcast yesterday, and how for me this podcast is sort of an excuse to actually get use out of my like fancy audio equipment, because it wasn't getting enough use before. And then I described like what the actual context of the show is. And do you ever have that experience when you're trying to explain what the show is, where people are like, oh, what's your podcast about? And then you tell them, and like, oh. Like, I'm kind of sorry that I asked, and I'm going to say that I'm going to listen, but I'm never going to listen.
It happened to me last week with a friend. She was like, I had no idea you had a podcast. What's it about? And I explained, and I was like all excited, and then I was like, she's like, cool, yeah. I was like, this is going
on. Exactly, yeah.
Uh-huh. I thought I was getting us another listener.
I've told people about it, and they're like, oh, yeah, that seems like something you'd do.
I've also added to people, though, that I'm like, it helps to listen if you know at least one of us in real life. Like, I was like, I think if you're coming in completely blind and maybe not having ever interacted with any of us, it might seem a little just like you're not used to it. But if you go in and knowing at least one voice, I think you'll be fine.
I mean, isn't any podcast like that? Like, I feel like...
No.
No?
There are some that are... There are people that are captivating that I don't know in real life.
And that is not us.
I didn't mean it like that, even though it sounded that way. And maybe I do kind of believe it. I'm kidding. I think that we're captivating, but I think you're right. I think basing on that, like having a relationship with us in some way makes it easier.
Just as podcast that, like, to, bro, where you're like, oh, I'm going to listen to it because Chris is on it. I'm going to listen to it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. 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 It's not one of those that's like, oh, I can't miss this week's episode.
Yeah. There's a podcast that I kind of sort of started listening to I don't know that I mean, I guess it is a podcast and I have listened/watched it. But like I did so because it is like a from the Critical Role people, mm-hmm. Like two of them, like, so I like, and they had a podcast before they were doing that stuff. And so this is sort of an extension of that. And they're often like have guests, and their guests are from the Critical Role family. So like it's related to another thing. And so I guess I have like a connection, even though I don't have a connection to them, but like, I don't know. I feel like that would still apply. Like, you know, you kind of need to know who these people are to begin with, to have any interest in them bullshitting for, you know, an hour with some other person that you don't really know either. Mm-hmm. Because there's no point, you know, they don't have a topic. We have more of a topic than they do. you know, there's, yeah, it's mostly just like chatting and hanging out and talking, but I mean, the reason why they're doing it this way, which is normal, like what we do basically, and without sort of a topic, is because they can't meet in person. What they were doing for a while, I guess last year, was the podcast had evolved, and they were like doing, I don't know, going out in the world and doing a thing. So like there was like, I don't know, like a sword casting episode and like a magic episode or something.
Oh.
What I'm hearing is you think we need to take this show on the road.
I mean, Binary Jazz Live sounds pretty cool, but I wouldn't argue against that. But yeah, I guess I just assume that all podcasts fit into that category where like you could jump in blind and just start going with it and eventually learn the people and whatever, or you could sort of have some sort of a connection to one or other, all of them, from some other thing and be like, oh yeah, that person does a thing and I know that person, so I'm going to listen to their podcast because of that loose connection. It's a really long rambling thing.
We're getting really meta.
Yeah, it's very Irenaceous. Yeah, no, that's not Irenaceous at all. What are we talking about? That's not Irenaceous. Aaron would not ramble to that degree. So no, this is not. That's not an Irenaceous.
I used to say that actually when I was doing helping organize a WordCamp in Jacksonville. Let me be frank, because there was an organizer named Frank who's like the opposite of me. Frank was like very much the numbers guy and had data on it.
Such a Gary joke.
But let me be frank. It is. Yeah, it totally is. But I am afraid to make a guess at Irenaceous, Chris, honestly, because I don't want to insinuate anything about your partner. So I'm very like
a set of anticipation.
Yeah, I'm kind of like treading on thin ice here. Like, I don't want to be like, oh, Irenaceous means, and then say something horrible, and you'd be like,
that's not right. This is not like that at all.
Yeah, and I'll be like, I didn't mean anything, but I, you know, once that horse is out of the barn, so to speak, right?
Wow, this move has really changed you. You're a real farmer now.
Yeah, it's true.
Yes, me out here bending my fences or whatever. What is that from?
Bending your fences.
Mending my fences.
Mending your fences.
Mending my fences.
I don't know. It's probably biblical.
No, it's from a video I saw somewhere on the internet. Ah, it's from the internet. That narrows it down. Explains so much.
Even though we are people of the internet, you'll have to narrow it down further.
I don't know that I can, because I have to research it and remember where the heck I saw it. It was just like one clip. I want to say that Will Ferrell said it. But I don't know why I would be watching Will Ferrell on the internet.
Well, I know it from a song.
It's an old phrase, right?
Mending fences?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I'm thinking Desperado. That's not right. You're out riding fences. That's different.
Oh.
Nope. Sorry. I don't mend any fences.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Now I feel bad about the actual definition of Irenaceous, because I wasn't thinking like...
Oh, no. Oh, this will be fun.
I think it's a really cute definition. So.
Yes, we're going to end with conflict. Oh, yeah. This will be so good.
I say I don't mend fences when, in fact, I realized that over the break I did mend our fence. So
I found my fence on Sunday.
That's great. It's good to know where your fence is.
It's always good.
Do you know where your fence is? It's 8 o'clock. Do you know where your fence is?
I'm gonna try and figure out how I can record this from the bottom of the hill, my property, next week. You're gonna be like,
it is dense foliage. I might not make it back out alive. That's not true. I'll be fine. But I'll have a lot more mosquito bites.
If we all take a field trip and record from someplace really silly, that'll just make for really staticky podcasts.
It's true. Yeah. Not the best audio quality.
No.
Yeah, fair.
I feel like the weirdest place I could go is just out on my patio, maybe. But then you'd hear my neighbor yelling, and he's just a lot.
Do you have there was a tape back in the days when people made tapes, and I found this on the internet, I think, but it was originally from a tape, and it was like two guys yelling at each other, and it was like the person who recorded it recorded his two elderly, like male elderly neighbors, upstairs neighbors, who like were constantly shouting at each other and like insulting each other. And so the tape was like literally like 60 minutes of just fights between the two of them, and sometimes like physical altercations, and that was it. That's all it was. I can't remember what it's called now, and I almost wish that I could, because then I could link to it. Maybe I'll see if I still have it lying around. I might have gotten rid of it, but it was a journey. Yeah, there's definitely a thing. So listening to your neighbors being loud and obnoxious is not just an Allison pastime.
No.
On Independence Day, which was like our second or third night in this house, my next door neighbors, like at 9 o'clock, I started to hear some music, and I'm like, oh no, oh boy, here we go. And then like by 10:30, they were done and quiet. Like they had like a little party, and they were so respectful. And
that seems like quite a normal, nice little block of time.
It was. I've met, I don't know, several people, but I've like waved at them and gone over, and then they're like waving as they walk in and close the door. Oh, okay. All right. So I don't think that they're interested in knowing any more than that I exist. That's enough.
Well, also, you know, COVID. They're not like.
I mean, I keep a mask in my pocket before I talk to anyone outside. Like, and generally, I've been like standing across the road from people, and you know, Helena across the street, right over there, where I'm pointing or looking. Yes, has a million cats minus two, roughly.
So I think it's time to find out what Erinaceous actually means, and I promise I won't take it personally.
I will.
On your behalf.
Yeah, someone's got to.
It means...
But I can just turn around and go to confession. So, sorry.
It means like or relating to a hedgehog.
It's so fantastic. Oh my god, so good.
The funny thing about that is that it's
it's actually not true.
It's not far off of my definition. It's just the subject is different.
Yeah.
And then you're like,
in the book that I was reading, one of the ways it was used was like describing how a person to avoid conflict just went up and like curled up into a ball.
Oh. I was assuming it had something to do with like hair.
Oh, like bristly.
Yeah. Are you really gonna go do dog things this time?
Is Ray and Pete? Is that a thing?
Boy, I hope that this is our most.
Yes, that is the thing. Yes, yes, it's right. I found it.
What? The neighbors?
Ray and Pete, and the tape, and the tape was called "Shut Up, Little Man."
No.
Yes.
Amazing.
It drive me crazy. Yeah.
Well, we can always adapt Erinaceous to mean of like or relating.
I mean, I think there's an alternate definition. It's either of or relating to a hedgehog, or of or relating to a person named Aaron.
Person named Aaron.
Yeah.
Who does not have hedgehog qualities.
May or may not. I mean,
no. Yeah, I know. No more than anybody else.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, the dog was like insistent on coming outside. Right now. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't help that I drank that tea because I absolutely cannot focus.
What if for the whole day?
Is it a sugar or a caffeine high or is it both?
Yep. Both. Yeah, the sugar hits quick and hard and then the caffeine. I mean, I literally have had like one, not even a full glass. I mean, probably like, I don't know, 4 to 6 ounces of tea and then the rest was water. And I'm like, I'm ready to go for like a 40 minute run.
And as we've discussed previously, you hate running. Or maybe I'm thinking of some other podcast, some other Gary, some other alternate universe.
No, I do hate running, and I'm actually thinking about starting it again because the hills around here, there's so much this area that I want to see, and like a half hour walk doesn't get enough of it in.
Do you have a bicycle?
That's probably a lot more sensible than running. No, I don't. But
you can get one.
I could get a Walmart bike for.
I wonder. So I would advocate a bike that
barely works.
We have a bike collective, a couple of them actually, and the bike collective basically takes in your old, broken, or just last year's bike that you don't want, and they'll fix it up and take the parts and rebuild it and whatever and put it back together, and then they'll resell them for much cheaper. And they also do like classes for like how to repair your bikes and whatever, and they give
kids
and people that need them or whatever. So that's where we got the kids' new like multi-speed bikes that are actually like adult size or almost. And they're like, it was like, I don't know, I think total like $300 for two like several hundred dollar bikes. Otherwise, that's, I mean, like really good mountain bikes used, obviously rebuilt basically, but like they're really good and the kids love them. And like we would have done like go to whatever like big box store and find cheapest bike we could find otherwise, because that's what you do if you're not like super crazy mountain biker. But this was super the right thing to do, and I would go there again if I wanted a bike, because they literally like you could and Aaron's sister used to work at a bike shop. She worked at a couple different bike shops too. So she actually knows, like that's a really good brand. That's a really good brand. Some of these bikes are like $1,000, $2,000. Like, and yeah, you can get them for a couple $100. Sure. Like that's a lot more.
That's
sensible.
A great deal.
Yeah.
I searched for, cycling shops near me. It just doesn't seem popular in Concord.
Yeah.
Charlotte.
I feel like
bigger city.
In Salt Lake and in Utah, probably we have a bit of a more demand on such things than other places because of the outdoor enthusiast population.
Yeah, it seems like the outdoor thing here is people just are in it. Like, that's what they do. They go outside, like...
They're like, it's not a hobby. This is my life.
Here I am.
Yeah, like, I don't need to do anything. I can just be outside. Like, that's enough. And honestly, like, I was not ready for hills. Can't wait.
That'll
for my
do
calves.
A number
I'm
on your
hurt.
Knees if you're not used to it for running.
Yeah, well, the knees have been hurting a bit, and then I realized like there was one day where I did something like 48 sets of stairs, moving stuff up and down. Yeah, and I'm like, well, maybe that's why. So I've definitely kept it under about 20 since then.
Yeah, because Florida doesn't have any of those things.
No, I would take a walk with the kids in Florida, and the elevation change would be like 17 feet. From our front door, like on the entire, like in a half hour walk. I did the same half hour walk with Tyler. Like the first walk we did, I looked at my watch and it was 150 feet elevation change in half an hour. And there's a big hill around the corner that I like to finish with on the walk because like it's just stupid. It's like you look at it, you're like, oh, why didn't I start with this? And that's exactly why I like it, because you have to go up this stupid big hill to get home. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know what benefit I get other than sweat and heart rate, but. I haven't really looked at the houses around on that hill because I've been focused on getting up it. It's one of those where, like, if there's, like, debris, like, on the gravel or on the...
Thank you for listening to Binary Jazz. If you like this episode, you can subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can visit us online at binaryjazz.us or follow us on Twitter at @binaryjazz. Don't forget that you can ask us a question through the form on the website or on Twitter, and we'll read it aloud on the next episode of Binary Jazz.